none but the hungry heart. 1:27. Christ confidence. For we worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Philippians 3:3. Contrary to general opinion, there is no place for self-confidence in the Christian life. Confidence is essential, but not from the source of self. The awakened believer is so keenly aware of the sinful self-life that for him, self-confidence is out of the question. In time, his "Oh, wretched man" complex is replaced by "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." See Romans 7:24-25. Christ confidence is the basis for the healthy Christian's walk. Sinful self-confidence is the basis for the sickly Christian's defeat. Our Father takes all things from under our feet until we have nothing left but him. God has always the highest goal in view, namely to lead us into the denial of self. Everything is directed towards teaching us to entrust ourself to him. Therefore, we must often suffer defeat. You fight with all your might against sin and find yourself surrounded by failure. You pray fervently and sincerely, "Oh God, help me and stay by me." But it seems that he does not hear. You cry yet more earnestly for help, but he seems to have no concern for you. Is he then really merciless? No, just because he is merciful, he cannot help you. If he did, you would not be free from your self-confidence. You would not learn to fight the good fight of faith and thus obtain the victory which the Master has won. You would not learn to say, "The Lord Jesus only," but you would still continue to say, "Jesus and I." "For the Lord shall be thy confidence." Proverbs 3:26.